Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears in all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make, do, and mend solutions and ideas.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan, and welcome aboard. Let's talk a little home improvement, a little maintenance, maybe some decorating tips, maybe a little home safety. We'll cover the gamut. And by the way, this hour is brought to you by Blue Bear, and Blue Bear with Safe-N-All. It is a very, very, very safe paint stripper that removes multiple layers of paint. You can use it indoors. You don't have to extinguish flames. Blue Bear, you can check it out at their website, which is franmar.com. Well, welcome aboard. Another weekend getting a few things done around the home. If you have a question, we have a phone line available for you. It's 800-823-8255. And last week on the show, I started talking about the decisions that need to be made if you're looking at floor coverings, because it's not just all wood floors, it's not just all carpet anymore, it's just a mixture of all kinds of floor coverings, from engineered wood to laminates to LVT flooring to carpet. Well, we're going to have an expert joining us, and LL Flooring, Charles Tyson, is the president. And he will be joining us in about 25 minutes, and he's just going to help me with the whole pros and cons of different flooring and what's best in some rooms, and I'm sure a lot of it depends on lifestyle, but hopefully we'll dig to the bottom of that. We'll also talk some key trends in floorings, like colors and dimensional sizes of the laminates or the wood flooring, and pattern floors. We're going to cover it all, so... If you can hang with us, that'd be great. About 35 minutes after this hour, we'll be talking to Charles Tyson, CEO of LL Flooring. In the meantime, I'd like to talk to you. Again, that number is 800-823-8255. And I know, I guess many of us will have a celebration, but it won't be the same. It'll be much smaller. And I've been talking to a lot of people about decorating this year. What extent are you decorating your home? And I have to tell you that most of the answers I get, it's full bore. We're still decorating. We're still, going to make our homes festive. And that's wonderful. And certainly have some tips there for you, which we'll pass along. Other things, as we get to this time of the year, you got to start thinking about winter maintenance and energy conservation. Protecting of our plumbing pipes. So I've got some tips there for you. One of the very easiest ones is the ceiling fans can be used in the wintertime. You don't necessarily want the air blowing down on you. You want the air or the fan to be lifting the air up to the ceiling and pushing the ceiling air down to the floor. Remember, hot air rises, and if you flip your fans to a clockwise motion, that'll create convection where it's a tunnel of air going up, not blowing down on you, hitting the ceiling, and then riding that air all the way down to the floor. The advantages of that is you're getting the heated air back down where it's needed, and that's where we are. Also, moving air is nice to have in terms of mixing up the cold and the hot air, but just some air movement is always good in our homes, even helping balance out humidity, whether it's too wet, too dry. Moving air is pretty helpful there. So that would be something you might want to do. That'll take you about every bit of about 2 minutes, three if you have to get a ladder, which is also one of the tips I want to cover today is ladder safety, because when we start decorating our homes, crazy things happen. So let's kick things off. We have Kathy, and Kathy, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Hi, I have a question about two different areas, but I'm looking for air purification for both of those. One is at my parents' house. Uh-huh. It just has always a musty odor. It's in their clothes. You know, they come to my house, I can still smell that. I just was wondering what you would recommend for that situation. And then my other situation is at work. I work in a room. I'm at a school, and I don't have any windows. And so I'm in this area all day, and I just wondered what would be the best in that situation as well.
Well, yeah, I don't have any brand names to really recommend to you, Kathy, in terms of air purifiers. There's certainly a lot of them out there. The ones that are probably the better ones are the HEPA air filters, air purifiers. That's the ones I would focus on, especially for your room at school where there's no windows. The HEPA filters have the ability to filter out very, very minute particles. They even have what they call a MERV rating, which will tell you how fine of particles and how fine of viruses can actually be filtered out with that HEPA-type filter. So that's what I would focus on. It'd take a little bit of, you know, research and reading. But I'd say if you got a MERV rating above 15, you would be taking out most all viruses. Okay. They're not cheap. But that's where I would focus for the school. For the house, that's a little bit of a different area. A lot of times, stagnant air, in fact, some of the dirtiest air is in our homes. And when you can smell it, does it just smell moldy, musty, stale, that type? So there's probably a very good chance that in that house there is some molds and mildews that are just overwhelming the air in the home. And finding the source of that is key. And there's certainly things we can do about it once it's found. So does the house have a basement?
Yes.
Okay, what I would start is very elementary. Remember, molds and mildews can't grow without water. It has organic material from cardboard boxes to clothing to drywall. Those are all organic materials. And mold and mildew spores are in the air everywhere. That's how leaves break down this time of year. And that's why mold counts this time of year go up. The leaves and organic material outside gets wet and mold spores grow and colonize. That same process happens in our home if we have moisture. And I'm not talking about just a leak. Certainly if you have water that's visible, that's a problem. You got to take care of that first. But a lot of times it's water that's not visible, and I'm talking about humidity levels. Heavy, wet, coolish air goes to the lowest portion of the house. So for about $15, you can buy a digital hygrometer, which is going to tell you what the humidity level is in your basement area. Then take it upstairs and leave it upstairs for a couple days. You can find out what the humidity level is there. And the level you're trying to get to this time of year is around 35 to 40%. And I wouldn't be surprised at all if you get a reading of 65% in that basement. Even though we talk about humidifying our houses in the winter, some of us do, a lot of times we still have to run dehumidifiers in basements, and even exchanging air. I don't know if you hear me talk about the Easy Breathe. That's what I have in my home. And that is an air exchanging unit where it's pulling out the dampest, coldest, most polluted air. It's actually pulling it outside through a vent system. And so you start slowly just cleaning up the air through bringing the outside air in, if you will, at a controlled rate so it's not costing you a fortune. In fact, these are very inexpensive to operate. So that is an elementary step, and that's where I'd start. I would say there's a very, very good chance. There's just so much humidity in that house. You just got to dry that out. There's also, I've also talked about a product called Odor Exit, AQM, which means Air Quality Manager. Once you get that established that there's mold spores and we want to start drying that out, AQM is a little packet that you moisten, and it emits chlorine dioxide, which oxidizes the mold spores in the house. So there's certainly, it's kind of an easy way to control the problem in the house, but we got to find out if we can figure out what that source is.
Okay.
So I hope that all helps. Good. I know I threw a lot at you, but.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right, Kathy, have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks.
All right. Very good. 800-823-8255. Taking your calls regarding your home and your at home with Gary Sullivan.
Solutions to your home improvement are as easy as calling 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, now's the time to protect those gutters from leaves and debris from clogging up the gutter. For years, I've recommended Gutter Brush, easily installed without tools and 100% guaranteed. Just slide the brushes in, you're done. Well, Gutter Brush end of the season sale, the fall blowout sale, it's 30% off again and free shipping now through November 30th. Great deal, great product. Order now at gutterbrush.com. 30% off, free shipping to the end of the month. Gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
Hey, take a look around your house and see what you can freshen up. Ugly countertops, old tile, linoleum floors. It's really easy with Spreadstone by Deich Coatings. It's a roll-on coating that'll give you the beautiful look of stone in a weekend. I've been recommending it for years, and try the new Polish Clear Finish. It's a beautiful glossy coating for new or existing Deich countertops, and it's super tough and resistant to hot pans and stains. Order today at DAICHCoatings.com.
Don't find out the hard way that your sump pump is broken. Hi, it's Gary Sullivan, and my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup can replace your old broken sump pump before the next big storm. Roto-Rooter can also install battery or water-powered backup pumps. So don't let your basement turn into a lake. Before we really get into the rainy season, call Roto-Rooter at 1-800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. Away goes trouble down the drain, just like it has for the last 85 years. Roto-Rooter. This time of year, we're all spending more time indoors. So is the air in your home healthy? This month only, you can save 20% on an Easy Breathe ventilation system like I have in my home. And we love ours. Ensuring proper ventilation in your home can help reduce airborne contaminants, including viruses indoors. Now there's no better time to get an Easy Breathe for healthy air in your home. 20% off in November. Call 866-822-7328 or visit easybreathe.com.
All right, let's get back to work. We're 20 minutes after the top of the hour. You're at home with Gary Sullivan talking about, you got it, your home. And if you've got a question regarding a project or safety decorations for the holidays, dial us up. It's 800-823-8255. And who's going to paint before the holidays start, huh?
You?
A lot of people. Not me. Nope, I'm caught up. Let's get to Darlene. Darlene, welcome.
Gary?
Yes.
When I flush the first floor toilet, just before it's going to shut off, it makes a loud growling sound.
Mm-hmm.
So kind what of a do big, I do?
A big loud moaning thing?
Yeah. Like
well,
that.
It could be a couple of things, and it's probably related to the valve in the back of the toilet. Do you know if it's a plastic valve or whether it's a brass valve?
Where is it round?
Well, if you lift the closet lid off and you look down on the left-hand side right behind the flush handle, there'll be a valve that stands about 10, 12 inches tall, 8, 10, 12 inches
tall. It's plastic.
It's plastic, and does it have a little ball that slides up and down that kind of works as your float?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's probably the washers in that valve, the diaphragm in that valve. Or what you can do, and just try this. I don't know if it's 100% going to work, there should be a valve underneath the toilet where you turn the water off. Turn that water off, and then go ahead and flush that toilet. That'll drain most of the water out of the closet into the bowl and then flush it again. And, you know, just get as much of that water out of there as you can. Then go ahead and turn that water back onto the toilet and see
it's
if that...
It's a plastic.
Yes.
I've got, yeah.
Yeah.
It's round and it's plastic, what holds the ball on.
Okay. So there is an arm and it has a big float on it?
Yeah, and it is... the color blue, and it is plastic.
What's blue?
That ball, that...
the float?
The float.
Yeah, the float's not really the problem. What's probably the problem is the valve that the float is screwed onto.
Okay.
So there's a couple of washers in there, and it really depends on the type of... It's called a ball cock valve, and you can either replace that or you can replace the washers. Those things are pretty inexpensive now. I'd probably put a Fluidmaster ball cock in there, probably run you $10 for the valve if you can find somebody to put it on.
So when I interrupted you, what did you you said about flushing the toilet? Was it?
So you turn off the water supply coming to the toilet.
Okay.
All right, and then you flush the toilet, and all the water will go out of that closet into the bowl. And then I would turn the water back on.
Okay.
And the closet will fill up and see if that whining or moaning sound stops. If it does not stop, I would probably and open that valve, you know, underneath that toilet, open it up all the way. If that doesn't do it, I'd probably replace that valve, or as I call it, the ball cock.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Good luck, Darlene. Take care.
Okay. I sure enjoy your program.
Well, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. And taking your calls, our phone number is 800-823-8255. And, you know, a lot of times we talk about flooring on this show, and we talk about all the choices. Everybody's asking me, you know, well, what's the best? Well, the question really is, what's best for me? And we're going to have that straightened out for you. We're going to talk about engineered hardwood, hardwood, LVT, laminate. We have Charles Tyson. He is with LL Flooring, and he's going to walk us through all the options we have, including trends, and there's a bunch. That'll be at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, Ron, welcome.
Hi. Glad to talk to you again, Gary. It's been a few years. You helped me build the house I'm in, and I'm getting ready to move and build another one.
All right. Good for you.
down near Richmond, Kentucky, and I've got a couple questions. They have electric and water, but have no gas at all.
Okay.
And I don't know whether to go with electric for heating or propane, or what ideas you have, sir.
Well, electric heat with a... You know, electric heat's expensive if you go straight with, you know, straight electric. I would, and then propane, you know, you got to, I'd probably still go propane.
Okay.
It's just, it's a better heat. Now, if you go electric and you got a heat pump in Richmond, Kentucky, it's going to service you pretty well. I mean, heat pumps become a little less effective once you get down below 20 degrees, but... In Richmond, Kentucky, you might have a couple days like that. You're not going to have too much. But for a – this is just my opinion. I don't know if there's a right or wrong answer. I think a propane would be a little bit more comfortable heat year-round.
Okay. Would you use a heat pump as a backup with that or not?
Yeah, I think I would. Sure, sure. It can still save you money even on propane.
Are there any big safety issues using propane?
Well, you know, you got a big tank in your yard full of gas. You know, I mean, certainly
yeah, I mean,
by
in the house with exhaust and all that.
Yeah, yeah, you would, you know, in the house it'd be exhausted just like your natural gas. But, I would talk to some heating contractors and get their opinion on it. That's my quick answer without research and first blush. All right, Ron? Thank you much for the call. Coming up next, we're going to discuss flooring for your home, and that should be interesting. We'll continue. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
It's the weekend, and you have fix-it questions. Give Gary a call at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
The Zoller Company has been a trusted name in the pump industry for over 80 years. This family-owned business has been designing and machining quality sump pump products to protect your home from floods. And man, they are dedicated to quality. In fact, each pump is tested underwater before it leaves the Louisville, Kentucky manufacturing facility to ensure customers are getting a dependable working pump in every Zoller box. I've got a Zoller pump and a Zoller backup pump at my home. Ask your plumbing pro to install Zoller products in your home. Every weekend you hear me talking about great products that I've found to make your home projects easier, because I'm all about easy and quality. Well, I always check out the products in advance to make sure I'm comfortable recommending them. Now, if you manufacture or represent a product that you think may be a good fit for my show, how about contacting me? We're always looking for new sponsors that we can support through our unique partnerships. Just email me, Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com. That's Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com.
It's always a good idea to have a certified chimney sweep inspect your chimney annually. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. A leaky chimney can be a big problem, and Chimney RX has a three-step process to make your chimney watertight. First, their brushable crown repair will fix minor chimney cracks, followed by the masonry water repellent to waterproof the brick and mortar joint, and finally, elastomeric flashing sealant. Chimney RX products are available at Do It Best stores, plus watch informative videos at ChimneyRX.com. Enjoy that fireplace.
Well, now's the time to protect those gutters from leaves and debris from clogging up the gutter. For years, I've recommended Gutter Brush, easily installed without tools and 100% guaranteed. Just slide the brushes in, you're done. Well, Gutter Brush end of the season sale, the fall blowout sale, it's 30% off again and free shipping now through November 30th. Great deal, great product. Order now at gutterbrush.com. 30% off free shipping to the end of the month. Gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433.
All right, back at it, 33 minutes after the top of the hour, at home with Gary Sullivan. Last weekend, we got into a big tangent about flooring, mainly because I was discussing my flooring issues at my home and asking for your input. And, well, we did a little better this week because we have Charles Tyson, and Charles is the president and CEO of Lumber Liquidators, now LL Flooring. And, Charles, welcome to At Home with Gary Sullivan. How are you?
Hey, Gary, good morning. Great to be with you and your listeners this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing part of your weekend with us. I'll start out by asking you, at LL Flooring, you got, I don't know, hundreds of different varieties of floorings. Is that true?
Yeah, Gary, absolutely right. We've got over, you know, 500 unique styles across, you know, many different fabrications. Obviously, you know, the industry is seeing tons of growth in engineered luxury vinyl plank. But, you know, our core wood business, we've got over 250 unique SKUs in the wood business, so a huge array of products and technologies.
Yep, so a lot of homeowners, even though we have all these wonderful flooring, and flooring is wonderful nowadays, and exciting and beautiful, there's a confusion, obviously, when we have a lot of choices. You know, we're weak, Charles. We get confused easily. But when we get into talking about flooring, I guess one of the things I'd like to cover first is just trends. What are you seeing at LL Flooring? What kind of trends? What's the homeowner, what's the builder looking for?
So I think that the homeowner is really looking at their lifestyle and the kind of usages that they're putting through their home. Flooring needs to be durable. It needs to be long-lasting. And probably the fastest-growing trend is waterproof and water-resistant flooring,
yes.
Which has been driven by vinyl. And so while we still see, you know, incredible growth in natural products, you know, younger families, dogs, just the durability of, you know, the living room isn't a room that's visited, you know, five times a year anymore. It's a working room. And
sure.
So whether it's in the living room or even in the basement where the kids play, we're seeing huge growth in engineered luxury vinyl plank. And the new product that's called SPC, Stone Plastic Composite, and it's incredibly durable. We've gone exclusively to that SPC in our engineered plank because we love the durability of the product. Our customers are telling us that the easy installation, right, with the click mechanism just allows them to get that waterproof capability, but from a distance, the look of a real wood floor.
Yeah. I've been doing this show for 34 years, Charles, and I can tell you, just watching the category of flooring grow, it's amazing. I mean, when the laminate floorings first came out, you couldn't use them below grade. They weren't waterproof at all. And now we're talking about a vinyl plank flooring and a stone plastic composite. The durability of these products are phenomenal. And how about colors? Because that's another thing I see that's kind of, it changes.
Yeah.
I mean, trends don't last 10 years anymore.
That's correct. You know, we're in the style business. You know, we have our own blog, LL Style, that we're updating, it looks like weekly. You know, we innovate and bring in new products every month, and it's a style design business. When you look at the industry, you know, you go into a lot of new buildings from the builders using a lot of grays. And so for sure that's been a strong trend throughout flooring for the last couple of years. But we've spent, before COVID, we spent a lot of time actually in Europe looking at light color flooring trends from Scandinavia.
Mm-hmm.
The other huge trend is whiteboards. Used to be the 2.25-inch board, white oak or red oak. We've got boards now that are 8 to 9 inches wide,
wow.
That are 8 to 12 feet long. And it gives you just an incredibly different look in the home. It can make rooms look a lot larger. For very, you know, aggressive pricing, especially in laminate, with now we have inkjet print technology in laminate that allows us to do much shorter runs, but be very creative in terms of the look of a traditional wood product. So across the industry, technology is allowing us to be really creative in bringing in new products really quickly to show new design and new color to get people's homes looking unique, because you don't want to walk into a house and see the same floor as your neighbor, and really the technology is allowing that to be very, very easy to do today.
Yeah, when I saw that trend starting, I'm going to say 5-7 years ago, it was kind of with the hickory flooring with the 5-inch planks and had the imperfections in it, the knots and everything else. Is texture still real important?
Yeah, you know, again, it's up to each individual. You know, years ago, that high gloss look on natural wood. Now we're actually seeing lower levels of gloss be a really fast trend. The level of that deep, rich scraping is not as keen today. When you think about, you know, unique looks, we have a product called the Bellawood Manhattan Chevron, and it's a full chevron flooring. And so it's more in the design finish than the deep graining that was all of the rage probably 3 or 4 years ago.
Sure.
But again, you know, natural products being reflected into the manufactured product because of the manufacturing technique, driving that resilience across all of the flooring is really driving trend.
Well, we talked about the LVT, the SPC. We've talked about engineered wood. How about straight wood, solid wood, still a trend?
Yeah, but I mean, we've got the Bellawood brand that we've invested in very heavily. We've got over 100 new products, and we've been absolutely delighted with the growth that we're seeing. And, you know, there is a customer, whether it's an engineered floor or a solid wood floor, depending on the environment that you're putting the product, there are customers that absolutely love natural wood, and the waterproof isn't as an important element as that feel of taking your socks off and walking across your floor or doing yoga on the floor or just sitting in front of the fire, sitting on a natural wood floor. And so we see plenty of growth. Obviously, the northern markets and the eastern markets where have traditionally been wood, we now see engineered growing all over the country. Even in the southern markets where tile is very dominant, you see even in coastal light-colored engineered floors with nearly white flooring, but solid wood, white pine, really beginning to accelerate. And we have a Style Life collection, 7.5-inch wide, 8 feet long, white oak product. I mean, just think about that from even 5 years ago.
Sure.
And the look on those floors. And you see people putting them in different rooms. Traditionally, kitchens was a lot of tile. Now you're seeing a lot of engineered wood product being put into kitchens to really soften that kitchen environment.
Sure. Charles Tyson, he's president and CEO of LL Flooring. He is my guest talking about the different flooring. So you've talked about a lot of different types of flooring, and how do you help your customer? Obviously, you have showrooms, but how do you help your customers figure out what's right for them?
Yes, so obviously COVID has given us all some unique challenges.
Sure.
And we challenged our teams to say, look, how do we help people in their homes get to a decision faster? And we've got two tools that you'll find out on llflooring.com. One's called the Picture It tool. And what you can do is you can take a picture of any room in your home, and then you can upload any one of our floors into that tool. And right from your living room, from your kitchen, from
awesome.
A den, you can see any one of our floors. And your furniture is there in the room. And so what we're trying to do, it's cool. It's very cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
And again, what we're trying to do is help people see, because that's the hardest thing, right? What's this floor going to look like
right.
when it's down?
Right.
And so the Picture It tool helps people make that jump. Then what we've started to do online, we ship free samples. So you can go online, find the floor you want, and we'll send you free samples. And we can even do a virtual sales consultation. So via video, you'll go directly into one of our sales consultants in a store, and they can walk through any of the questions you may have, because flooring, it can be daunting. You know, hardcore DIY, they do it every day, they do a great job, but we got a lot of customers that don't understand things like, what sort of underlayment do I need?
Right.
If they're in a condo that's got association rules about noise, there's certain types of underlayment that you've got to be able to put in there. So we're using technology on one side to help the customer really envision what their flooring is going to look like, and then we've got fantastic sales consultants in every one of our stores. The only thing we do is sell flooring. We don't sell lumber. We're not liquidators. We just sell flooring. And our guys and girls and guys are there to really help overcome any worries you have, and we want to make sure, you know, what kind of, you said it before, do you have a concrete base, do you have a wood subfloor, what sort of condition is your subfloor? We want to walk you through all the things you have to think through before you make a significant investment in your home.
Very good. So, folks, you can upload the picture of your room, llflooring.com. Friends of ours, Clopay Doors, garage doors and entry doors, they have that feature on their website, too, and it is awesome. I know people appreciate it. Well, you folks at LL Flooring have really reached out in terms of service, that's for sure. Once we make a decision of the type of flooring we have, how does LL Flooring help us there? In other words, can we install it ourselves? Do you have people that can install us for us? Help me out with that.
Yeah, we go either way.
Okay.
You know, we help DIYers every single day, but we have a network of installers across the country. They will come to your home and they'll do all of the measurement. But most importantly, they're going to look, they want to understand what's underneath your current floor. Starting with a solid foundation, like anything in DIY and home improvement, what's behind the walls is often what could cause the problem. So what sort of condition is the subfloor in, just to make sure that when we do put the floor down, you're going to be happy. But we can do it soup to nuts for you in terms of using our contracted installers, or plenty of our DIYers will come back into the store a couple of times or call the store if they get stuck and ask a question, or go online and use a text advisor. So if you're in the middle of a project and you get stuck, you could go onto the website, and we've got folks technology-wise that maybe will help you through a place where you might get stuck.
Excellent. Well, it has been a weird year, but one of the really cool things is so many people have turned their focus back to their home and really working on improving the biggest investment in their life. You got a floor of the year for us?
Yeah, my favorite, I said it before, is the Bellawood Manhattan Chevron.
Okay.
It is just spectacular. And, you know, Bellawood, 100-year warranty, so we stand behind the product, but it's just giving you this amazing, rich, textured look in your home.
Super, super. All right, llflooring.com. We'll send some folks that way. And thank you for joining us. It's been enlightening. And one quick last question, a personal question. High ceilings, very popular in homes that were built the last 20 years or so. Carpeted big family rooms with a high ceiling. How about sound? I'm a little nervous about going with the wood or something.
Yeah, a couple of things there. You know, we are seeing a trend where people are actually increasingly putting wood on walls. So if you think about taking a large room, think about where do you think about sound absorption. Uh-huh. And number two, there's many different technologies now on underlayment that will actually absorb the sound into the underlayment. And so, you know, I have a room like that, big, long, tall ceilings, and I've got solid engineered, and sound is not, you know, the biggest problem I have is when it rains, so on the roof.
Yeah.
But there are technologies out there to help you. And an engineered floor, if you want to go with a natural product, really does a great job in terms of absorbing sound in a large room.
You're my hero.
Hey, Gary, we appreciate it. We love partnering with you, and I really thank you for being able to spend some time. And hopefully llflooring.com can help your listeners through some of the questions and problems that came up last week.
I'm sure it will. Thank you very much, Charles. I appreciate it. Loved having you.
Thank you, Gary. Have a good week.
Bye-bye. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. There you go. That was fun. That I learned a little bit in there. I'll be visiting that website for sure, llflooring.com. I wasn't a whole real familiar with the stone plastic composite, so I will be checking that out. All right, let me give you the phone number. You can join us. It's 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I'm all about easy and choosing the right product for each home project, so I start with White Lightning Caulk and Sealants. For interior or exterior jobs, you'll find a high-performance White Lightning product that's specially formulated for any project, whether you're painting, sealing around doors and windows, or doing a complete remodel. White Lightning has the right product for your project. Visit WLCaulk.com and use their guide to choose the best caulk or sealant for your project. White Lightning, finish in a flash, available at Menards and Lowe's stores. Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is offering 20% off code Gary for a limited time. Their amazing streak-free glass cleaner is still my favorite, and their EPA-registered disinfectant cleaner kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's available at JawsCleans.com. Stock up on their concentrated refill pods to use in the Jaws reusable bottles. Go to JawsCleans.com, get 20% discount code Gary, 2 weeks only, free shipping on orders over $29, JawsCleans.com.
If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you'll probably think that's a hazardous, messy job, but it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME.
All right, back at it we go. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. You feel a little bit more confused, or do you feel a little bit better about making a choice on flooring? And if you're confused, remember, it's llflooring.com. You can upload a picture of the room, furniture and all, and just try on different types of flooring products. Pretty cool.
I like that.
All right. Yeah, I like that too. I love that, in fact. Let's get back to the phones. And if you'd like to grab a line, it's 800-823-8255. Martin, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Question for you about a bathroom sink. Have an older home. From what I can find of the history, the bathroom sink was replaced in the 70s. And it's the inside, the bowl is starting to get a little bit gray. You know, you clean it, and it looks clean.
Right.
But if I take some, like, Scotch-Brite and gently rub the surface of the bowl, there's a scum layer in there.
Okay.
You know? And it's like, so how much do I scrub it, or what do I do? Or I was thinking, is there some kind of chemical cleaner? I could fill the bowl with water, put the cleaner in, and it would dissolve that layer.
Maybe. Let me ask you a question. What is that bulb made of?
Not sure.
Is it like an acrylic plastic, kind of looks like marble?
Yeah, it's got, right, it kind of looks like marble, yeah.
Okay. So that is an acrylic resin molded product, which then has a clear coat on it. And so when that scum is on there, you got to be careful of how you remove it, because we don't want to really remove that clear coat, or that clear coat's already gone. So, you know, it's kind of, you know, it's probably lived past its lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do, what happens when you take that sponge that you're using now and you remove that? Would it take you forever? Does it look pretty good?
Yeah, I tried, and you really got to work it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as far as the clear coat goes around the drain, you know, I see little cracking, micro cracking.
Yeah.
So it's probably, you know, broken through the layer.
Yeah. There's a couple things we can do. You know, I mean, we can go ahead and there's a product line called Jaws, J-A-W-S.
J-A-W-S?
And their website is jawscleans.com. They have a couple of shower cleaners, and one of them is very, very kind to surfaces and does a pretty good job of removing. And then they have one which is a foaming cleaner, which is a little bit more aggressive and would probably remove that. You know, again, I'm not positive because, you know, we got an age thing going on there, and I just don't know what it'll do. So those are two options. Another option is, you know, like one of these magic eraser scrubbers, which are pretty aggressive. It will require scrubbing. I don't know how much scrubbing it will require, but that might be, you know, a small investment and kind of give you an idea where you're at.
You said it's called a magic eraser?
Magic eraser is one. The Jaws Cleans is the other two, a shower cleaner and then a bubble cleaner.
Can you spell Jaws again?
J-A-W-S.
Oh, okay, Jaws.
JawsCleans.com. I know it's hard to say. So those are two. And then the other one is the magic eraser, which you can pick up at pretty much any store.
How does that work?
It is a sponge that is treated with a product, a cleaning product that you wet and you kind of scour and scrub. Again, I don't know. It's pretty aggressive cleaner. I mean, it does a good job. I've used it multiple times.
Okay.
But that would be an inexpensive way to see if it's going to do it too.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a product. It's a coating that you could redo that counter and that bowl. And it's made by a company called Daich, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com. And the Daich name
coating
of the product is Spreadstone Countertop Kit.
Spreadstone, okay.
And it's really cool. So you would scuff it up. You would roll on or brush on the first coat. You would roll or brush on a second coat. And then a clear sealer on top of it. And it'd last you another 15 years.
Hmm,
so that's Daich, D-A-I-C-H, coatings.com.
Very good.
All righty. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. So there's a couple things for him. Don't forget the the gutter brush sale. That's going on through November, 30% off. And don't forget to put the coupon code in. It's Gary. Shipping is free. You can't beat the deal. Keep those gutters clean and free-flowing. Gutterbrush.com. Your call's next. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
With a call to Gary Sullivan at 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, the weekend's upon us. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Chimney RX. Check it out. ChimneyRx.com's got some incredible products to, keep the water out of your home, quite honestly, to seal up that chimney, to repair the crown wash. Some great, great products. Even seal up those very hairline cracks. They got a product for that, too. ChimneyRx.com. Our phone number, as we talk a little home improvement, is 800-823-8255, and you can grab a line. We had Charles in from LL Flooring and got some great tips on flooring today. In about an hour, that'll be available via podcast. If you'd like to download the free iHeart app, you can pick up that podcast, and you can actually sign up where we send those podcasts directly to you every week, so you can do all that also. And you can also pick up yesterday's podcast. We had Krylon paints on. And, spray paint is not just what you think of as spray paint. They have spray glitter. They have metallics. They have all kinds of great stuff. You can pick up that podcast also, again, at the iHeart app. You can also pick it up wherever podcasts are, Apple, the whole works. You can even get it to there from our website, GarySullivanOnline.com. All right, talking about your projects, again, it's 800-823-8255. Chris, welcome.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
Got a bathroom tile and grout, and over the years, the grout has gotten a little bit dingy.
Uh-huh.
And I could probably stand in my local store and for hours looking for different products. I wanted your recommendation for the best product to clean that grout.
Yeah, well, there are a bunch of grout cleaners, absolutely, for sure. Can you tell me, is it moldy, mildy, or just kind of grayish and dirty, or what's going on there?
Well, I guess grayish and dirty would probably be the guess. I don't think it's moldy. It's just age.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't sealed it, and I know that's probably one of the problems. And I don't. The house is 25 years old, and Clorox works, but Clorox is pretty caustic.
Yeah, pretty knock you down, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
and it's adjacent to the bedroom, so it's not that convenient.
Yeah, there are a number of products out there. One of them is, you've heard me talk about products like Granite Gold before. Granite Gold has a grout cleaner, and it comes with a little grout scrub brush. And, squirt it on and scrub. I mean, it's going to take a little bit of a work, but you can clean it up with that. That would be one suggestion. Another suggestion is Jaws, JAWS. I was just talking to the other fellow about that, JawsCleans.com. They have a new shower cleaner, which is outstanding. It's a foaming bubble cleaner. that is not a maintenance cleaner. I mean, it's a deep cleaner. Okay. I would certainly have no problem at all using that. You can use that on tiles and grouts, and it'll give it a good thorough cleaning. So JawsCleans.com. In fact, you can use my name, Gary, on there, and I think that gets you another 20% off. But check that out. I think that goes – yeah, Jaws okay. Cleans. That's the website, Jaws, J-A-W-S, cleans.com. I think that sale goes through the end of November. But I would certainly use that. And then if you want a maintenance, there's a wonderful maintenance cleaner out that I talk a lot about, too, and it's made by Wet and Forget. It's called Wet and Forget Shower. If you just spray that onto that shower wall, they say every week. I was doing it every week. I think I do it about every 2 weeks now, and I have no problems. I mean, it keeps okay. that thing spotless. So there's three products right there that I'd feel confident in. I would say the first one I gave you is going to require the most work from you. So, you know, if you're like me, you're all about easy. You may not go that route, but it does a good job. I mean, it works.
Now, are the Jaws products available in the local stores?
No, it's an internet-based products all the way.
Okay, all right.
But good stuff.
One last question. The chimney also has stained over the years. It has a metal cap, and living in Alabama, we get a lot of moisture. Uh-huh. Is that something that you would recommend for the wet forget?
Well, tell me about the stain.
I'm really not sure what it is. We don't use the chimney or the fireplace. The gas, the odorless logs just didn't work, and I can't build a fire in it because it won't draft.
Right.
So just over the years, that metal cap has been replaced.
Mm-hmm.
But before we did, it just, I guess it rusted and the stain ran down the outside of the chimney. And, of course, the house is covered with drive-it.
Well, let me give you this. Let me give you a little tutorial here. Number one, the Wet and Forget removes mold, mildew, algae, lichen, and fungus. So it doesn't sound like it's that. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. So let's take that one off the table. You had mentioned rust. Is there rust stains on that drivet?
No, it's more of a dark color. It's not a bronze, rusty color.
Okay. Okay. So for just dirt, and you know, not the molds and the algae. There's a product that's used in a lot of siding cleaners. It's used a lot in deck cleaners. It's used a lot in sidewalk cleaners. It's an oxygenated bleach. It's going to require some scrubbing. It's a powder. You're going to mix it with water. You're going to put it onto the surface. You're going to let it sit about 10 minutes. You're going to reapply. And then some light agitation. You know, if you get up there maybe with a street broom and just kind of agitate that and then go ahead and rinse, that will remove dirt, grime, grit, and even some molds and mildews also. It's not going to touch rust. That's why I asked about the rust.
Okay.
I think that's what I would use.
I enjoy your show. I get to listen every Sunday morning.
Very good. Well, thank you for listening. I appreciate it, Chris. Have a great holiday season. All right, it's 800-823-8255. Doug, welcome.
Yes, hi, good morning. How are you this morning?
Yes, sir, fine.
That's great. Well, it's real going to be warm and sunny out here. So
there you
go. What we're doing is we're redecking our deck. We have a second story deck on the master. Mm-hmm. And right now it's just open decking. And we're going to keep the open decking concept with some sort of African wood. We're not sure yet, but down below on the patio, of course, we can't use the deck. I mean, we can't use the patio when it rains because the deck is open.
Right.
So we're trying to find a way that we might be able to use the patio even in the rain.
Sure.
So that we can. Yeah, I don't know how to do that. So. You know, I can do decking, but I don't know what to do as far as. And we might do some get some electrician to put some electrical under there as well.
Sure. There's numerous products like that, Doug. There's products, and one comes to mind called Dry Below. But it's a system, and what it is it's a usually most of them are kind of like a tongue and groove vinyl clipped together underneath the joists that are sloped towards the front of the patio or deck. That works as a leak-proof vinyl roofing system, and it goes into a trim piece all around the perimeter of the deck, which is a guttering system. So that ceiling or that roof or whatever you want to call it is basically a large gutter. So as it rains upstairs and it gets between the deck boards, it gets to that ceiling, it's moved to the front of to the guttering system, and then the downspouts pull that water away. Hence the name Dry Below. And there's numerous ones. I mean, if you Google under deck waterproof ceilings, you'll find all kinds. And that'd be great. And you're right. People put lights in there and waterproof boxes. I've seen ceiling fans. I mean, it's a good-looking finished system when you're finished.
Yeah, because what we want to do is probably going to put some beanboard up there and, make it look nice. And,
sure.
For the ceiling below. Is that the only way, really, to do it? Is that sort of a gutter system?
Yeah, that's pretty much what's out there. Now, there's also, obviously, you're not the only one that wants this convenience. I mean, you know, a lot of times there's a lot of dead space that's just wasted. And I know Decorators Decking, which makes a polypropylene capped composite decking, they actually have a seal now that is installed when you install the decking, which just will not allow that water to penetrate down between the deck boards. So it makes it watertight, and you never have to do anything. So if you want to go to Decorators Decking or decorators.com, it's D-E-C-K, and you'll see that membrane that they're using between the deck boards, which will keep it watertight also.
Okay, so basically you'd have sort of an underlayment, and then you put this membrane on. And
you'd have a seal in between the tongue and groove product.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
So check that out, too. If you haven't got the decking boards, that might be an option for you. Thank you very much, and we'll take a break with your calls at 800-823-8255 at home with Gary Sullivan.
Leaks to levels. It's no problem for Gary. Call 1-800-823-TALK. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
There's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and forget shower. Just spray today and rinse clean tomorrow. It's that simple. Use once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and forget shower's gentle bleach-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. Who knew cleaning your shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget shower at Lowe's, Home Depot, or Menards.
Hey, take a look around your house and see what you can freshen up. Ugly countertops, old tile, linoleum floors. It's really easy with Spreadstone by Deich Coatings. It's a roll-on coating that'll give you the beautiful look of stone in a weekend. I've been recommending it for years, and try the new Polish Clear Finish. It's a beautiful glossy coating for new or existing Deich countertops, and it's super tough and resistant to hot pans and stains. Order today at DAICH Coatings.com. Chimneysweep.com.
It's always a good idea to have a certified chimney sweep inspect your chimney annually. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. A leaky chimney can be a big problem, and Chimney RX has a three-step process to make your chimney watertight. First, their brushable crown repair will fix minor chimney cracks, followed by the masonry water repellent to waterproof the brick and mortar joint, and finally, elastomeric flashing sealant. Chimney RX products are available at do-it-best stores, plus watch informative videos at chimneyrx.com. Enjoy that fireplace.
Listen, if you struggle with cleaning your windows, I have the answer. Ettore Squeegees. That's right. The right tools make a big difference in your window cleaning job. Ettore Squeegees is the original squeegee and the number one choice of professional window cleaners, so don't waste your time with cheap squeegees or costly paper towels. Get a streak-free job the way the pros do. The professional-grade rubber blade is replaceable, and that makes a big difference. Learn more at Ettore.com. Available at Amazon and hardware stores near you.
All right, talking a little home improvement. If you got a question about a project around your home, you can join us at 800-823-8255. By the way, yesterday's show, remember Saturday, Sunday, those are two distinctly different types of shows, and you can pick that up via podcast, and that's at the iHeart app. You can also connect through our website, GarySullivanOnline.com, and of course, those are powered by Gutterbrush, and Gutterbrush is having the end of the season fall blowout sale. It's 30% off and free shipping through the end of November. Get on that. That's the best deal out there, gutterbrush.com. All right, you got the phone number. Grab a line. We have Jeff. Jeff, welcome.
Morning, Gary.
Morning.
Hey, question for you. We've got an older house, and the floor joists is in the basement. It's under the kitchen, and that foundation is the old sandstone.
Uh-huh.
It's just in that area where I'm getting some like white mold or mildew. It's just like white spots on there. What's the best way to take care of that?
Well, I don't know if it's really mold or mildew or whether it's efflorescence. A lot of times that'll be efflorescence, which is the lime and the salts in the sandstone and any cementitious material creates a salt-like crusty substance called efflorescence. And that can be scrubbed off. There is an efflorescence remover that Quikrete has, which is a non-acid. Otherwise, you could use like a muriatic acid, but I prefer not using an acid. So it's called efflorescence masonry cleaner, I believe. Efflorescence and masonry cleaner. And it's just a mixture and a scrub brush and, you know, take safety precautions, follow the directions, and just scrub that off. It'll probably come back over time, but it's a great way to clean it. Okay. If it is mold and mildew, the product like the Wet and Forget Interior, it's a mold-killing spray, can be sprayed on there and just let it go. That's all you got to do is just wet it down with the Wet and Forget mold and disinfectant. That'll kill it.
Okay, and both of those can be used on wood?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You know, let me just backpedal real quick here, Jeff. I might have misunderstood some of that question. If it's on wood, I was thinking it was on the sandstone foundation. If it's on wood, let's just forget about the efflorescence cleaner because that is used to remove the efflorescence and efflorescence builds up on masonry surfaces. So that wouldn't be the case. It probably is a mold then. Just go with the Wet and Forget mold disinfectant indoor cleaner. You can pick it up at, you know, Lowe's, Menards, Ace, independent hardware stores. That'll take care of it. And it will also help prevent it for a while.
Awesome. Thank you very much. I'm actually pulling into Menards now.
Very good, Jeff. Thanks. Have a great Thanksgiving. Take care. All right, so let's talk a little bit about that. In a basement area and a crawl space area, again, remember, wet, damp, cold air settles in the lowest levels of the home, crawl spaces, basements. And controlling humidity in those areas is a challenge. I would say most of us are challenged with that. And there's ways to I guess, improve that environment to stop that from ever occurring to begin with. Again, it's the monitoring of the humidity levels in those areas. And in the winter time, ideally, you're below 50%. Even 40% is very acceptable for a basement. In the summertime, not above 50%. So if it has to be a dehumidifier, which can be expensive to operate, or even an air exchanging unit like that Easy Breathe ventilation system, all of those help monitor that environment, which minimizes. There's mold spores everywhere, right? And there's organic material. That's the wood joists. Just got to monitor the moisture level. So air exchanging units, dehumidifiers, that's how you manage that environment. So that's a good way to prevent that. All right, lines are open. Your calls are next. Our phone number is 800-823-8255. We'll continue on. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Start a project and don't know how to finish it? Call Gary at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, now's the time to protect those gutters from leaves and debris from clogging up the gutter. For years, I've recommended Gutter Brush, easily installed without tools and 100% guaranteed. Just slide the brushes in, you're done. Well, Gutter Brush end of the season sale, the fall blowout sale, it's 30% off again and free shipping now through November 30th. Great deal, great product. Order now at gutterbrush.com. 30% off free shipping to the end of the month. Gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean. Keep it clean. Get Awesome. That's AHHSOME.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is offering 20% off code Gary for a limited time. Their amazing streak-free glass cleaner is still my favorite, and their EPA-registered disinfectant cleaner kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's available at JawsCleans.com. Stock up on their concentrated refill pods to use in the Jaws reusable bottles. Go to JawsCleans.com, get 20% discount code Gary, 2 weeks only, free shipping on orders over $29, JawsCleans.com.
If some of the projects on your to-do list include removing old paint from furniture, doors, or molding, you'll probably think that's a hazardous, messy job. But it's not with Blue Bear products. They're safe, effective, and affordable. I use Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All. It easily removes multiple layers of paint, all while being even safer than ever. Formulated without harmful chemicals, it gets the job done while being low odor and non-caustic. Blue Bear Paint Stripper with Safe-N-All, now available at participating Ace, True Value, and Do It Best stores.
All right, back to work we go as we talk a little home improvement. Again, our phone number, and, you know, if it's been years, I get these emails. It's been years since I've tried to call you. I can never get through. Right now's a good time. You'll get through. It's 800-823-8255. All right, going into the heating season, I know many of you had the furnace on already, and hopefully you're changing your filters on a regular basis. A lot of people are looking at maybe making the decision of putting in a little better filter in their system, in the air handler. And doing a little research this past week, because I too was considering the same thing, especially with everybody living at home now and our homes being busier, finding maybe a little bit more dust because there's a little bit more activity. And thinking about maybe putting in a better MERV rated filter. And that's what filters are. They're rated by what they call a MERV rating. And a MERV rating basically tells you how effective it is of filtering out particles. Some as small as 0.3 microns, which is the size of some viruses. I don't think the COVID-19 virus, I think it's even smaller. But overall, cleaner air, healthier air. So as doing some study, and I've talked about this often on the show, is if you do use those, please know that you're going to impede some of the airflow through that filter. The media in that filter is more dense. It's filtering out smaller particles. And, I mean, it's not going to make your system ineffective. But if you have an outer reach in the house where it's always kind of cool, it might make it a little cooler. If you don't have that issue and you put in an allergen filter, if you don't change that regularly, it's not going to take a whole lot for you to slow down the heated air to those back bedrooms or the upstairs bedrooms, say. So as I was reading the specifications on the filters, it was interesting because I always talk about pleated filters, 90 days, a straight panel filter, which filters out large particles every 30 days, and the 4-inch pleated filters every 6 months. And that's the industry standard. But as I was reading these allergen filters, it was talking about 90 days. But check it. At least the first time you use it, check it after 45 days, check it after about 70 days, and then check it at 90 days and pull it. And what you may find, it talks, is at 45 days, that first couple times of using an allergen-type filter, it may be pretty dirty because it's collecting more debris, more particles. So anyway, that's fair enough. That's very fair. And I put one in, not cheap. They're about $20. And I just put it in Thursday. So we'll see how she does. I'll keep you posted on that. But if you do decide that you want an allergen filter in there, just keep an eye on it. Keep it, kind of monitor how it's distributing the heat throughout the house. And kind of check on it. I put a little note on my calendar at 45 days and 90 days. 45 days, check filter. 90 days, replace filter. If I check it and it's dirty at 45, doggone it, we'll replace it. But might be the way to go this year. Crazy year. All right, again, it's 800-823-8255. Dan Welking. Welcome.
Howdy.
Yes,
how's
sir?
It going today?
Good.
I had a question. I've got an indoor swimming pool. It's got a, you know, hard cover that goes down over it. So it's basically, you know, the pool is covered unless it's being used. And a couple of years ago, the heater failed. And apparently there was a, you know, a part that created rust in that. And it created a pretty good rust ring inside there. Basically, it did almost a rust-colored coating over the light blue coating that's on it. It's a fiberglass pool. It's been recoated probably 20 years ago. And I'm just wondering, I want to recoat it. I'm wondering if I need to do anything very special to
so
clean
the rust,
that before I coat
yeah.
it.
Well, obviously preparation is always the key, right? So good question.
Right.
Rust is on the surface of the pool?
Yeah, it's if you scrub super, super hard, you can lighten it some, but you cannot make it totally go away. It's certainly
you
if you're you know, under the water, scrub with your hand,
you can
just barely tell that you did it.
Okay, so the rust is a stain from the
Correct.
Cover? From the cover, is that where it's coming from? Or the heater?
No, there was the heater failed, and apparently there was a steel part in there, non-coated,
yeah.
in the plumbing of it.
Yeah. So there are some rust-removing products out there, Dan, that can be used that would be okay over a coating. Quikrete makes one. It's, again, it's an efflorescence and rust remover. is a product that can be put on and scrubbed off, which removes, and it actually reacts with the iron oxide and dissolves it. That's one. The other product is one that's been around for years and years. It's called Iron Out. Obviously, the pool has to be drained when you're doing this. Iron Out is a crystal that you will mix with warm water, and you will baste the area. So you'll have a brush, paintbrush, and you'll just keep basting that rust stain. It, too, will dissolve iron oxide. It's not going to hurt the pool at all, and it'll dissolve that stain. I'm more familiar with that one. It takes a lot of basting, so I don't know how big of an area that is, but that would be, that would, you know, if you can even lighten it a little bit by rubbing it, that kind of tells me that, you know, it can be removed, it can be dissolved. So you might check those out, even, you know, Google both of them and kind of decide which way you want to go. One's called Iron Out. It's been an older product. And the other one is a Quikrete product called Efflorescence and Rust Remover.
Okay. All right. Well, the kids will be excited. They've been wanting to repaint the pool, but I wanted to do something with the rust first. So.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely, because I have a feeling that may be bleeding through the new coat of paint if we don't get it off.
Yeah, I had that exact problem on a front door that had that issue, and my wife reminded me of that just yesterday.
Such a good wife. Yeah. All right, Dan, thanks much. Have a great Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye. All right. Join us. It's 800-823-8255. And Jim, welcome.
Good morning. I have a split boiler home, 1,000 square feet on each floor. There's no cold air return in the basement in the lower level.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, the north end has the bedrooms. Boy, it's cold down there. Mm-hmm. I don't even use my air conditioner year-round because it stays about 70 degrees down there.
That's below grade, yeah.
But it's only about 4 feet below grade.
Yeah.
But how can I get a cold air return down there?
Well, you know, you got to be a little careful, but it sounds like that's exactly what you need. Because obviously it can't pump warmer air into a room until it removes some of the air or cycles back some of the air. In other words, you can't shove air into air without taking air out, because Mother Nature doesn't let that happen, doesn't let you compress air. So these systems are pretty balanced, meaning you got to be... You got to be a little careful where you put it, and I don't know if I can really tell you where to put it. But if you put a cold air, obviously settles the lowest part into the area, into the home. So you would put a cold air return low on the floor if you can. Sometimes you can't. If you put that and then behind the wall and then take it into the unit, that would be returning that air and allowing you to put some warmer air into it.
Go in the cold air, you're bringing
it back into the furnace area.
Could I put a vent right on the furnace?
Cold air vent?
Yes.
I would imagine so, but I don't know. I'd have to look. I'm kind of taking it from another room.
If I put too big a one, it might suck too much cold air.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't even know if I would do that without really doing a little studying or consulting an HVAC person, because it's these systems, and again, it depends how old the system is. It depends the efficiency of that system. There's a lot of variables that go into that. In other words, it's just not that easy. It does sound like that will help your situation. It sounds like that's exactly what you need. Yep. But placement of that may be critical, too.
That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah. And, again, sometimes when people ask me these questions, Jim, I visualize my basement or my first floor, my lower level. So I'm thinking of the area where we live in. My furnace is on an unused area. And that's why I was talking about in the room, because I want that more conditioned and in better shape than the, say, utility area. So that's why I was speaking on that. But, yeah, it certainly sounds like that could be your issue of why those bedrooms are so cold. Okay. And I would say I would probably be more focusing on putting that in the bedroom areas or just outside those bedrooms.
Okay.
All right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Take care. I hope that helps. All right, let me give you the phone number. Talking a little home improvement on your weekend. It's 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, now's the time to protect those gutters from leaves and debris from clogging up the gutter. For years, I've recommended Gutter Brush, easily installed without tools and 100% guaranteed. Just slide the brushes in, you're done. Well, Gutter Brush end of the season sale, the fall blowout sale, it's 30% off again and free shipping now through November 30th. Great deal, great product. Order now at gutterbrush.com. 30% off, free shipping to the end of the month. Gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. This time of year, we're all spending more time indoors. So is the air in your home healthy? This month only, you can save 20% on an Easy Breathe ventilation system like I have in my home. And we love ours. Ensuring proper ventilation in your home can help reduce airborne contaminants, including viruses indoors. Now there's no better time to get an Easy Breathe for a healthy air in your home. 20% off in November. Call 866-822-7328 or visit easybreathe.com. Roto-Rooter is rooting for you. Whether you're a homeowner, landlord, or business owner. Hi, I'm Gary Sullivan here for Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup. Roto-Rooter created the standard for safety during the pandemic by wearing PPE, face mask, and disposable gloves and boot covers. They also practice social distancing and sanitize touch points. It's no wonder Roto-Rooter has been in business for 85 years. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO or go to rotorooter.com. When you're dealing with rust, there's one product that busts that rust every time. It's PB Blaster, the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. And now look for PB Blaster with a Pro Straw cap to control the flow and spray only where you want it to go. I'm telling you, it works every time. And like they say, don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts with PB Blaster. Available at Home Depot or a major hardware store near you. And always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
All right, back to work we go. We're about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. By the way, we had our conversation with Charles Tyson, the CEO of LL Flooring. And if you're thinking about flooring, you can pick up this podcast if you're a follower of me on Facebook. It's just Gary Sullivan, public figure, or you're following me on Twitter. Danny put that out. And you can pick that right up. And it was a really interesting article, and LLflooring.com's got a great feature similar to Clopay Doors. You can take a picture of your room, furniture and all, and you can literally try on different flooring. So, you know, there's engineered wood, there's laminates, there's all kinds. LVT. And you can actually see what that type of flooring looks like. And the quality of flooring in terms of waterproof now are bountiful. So you got a lot of options. You might want to take a listen to that podcast. If you don't follow me, you can pick it up on the iHeart app, which is free. It's At Home with Gary Sullivan. We just did it about an hour and a half ago, maybe. So back to the phones we go. Ken, welcome.
Got a little problem with the toilet.
Yes.
And that is, I guess it was about a year ago. I had to replace the innards in the case or in the basin, whatever you might call it, of the toilet, what mm-hmm. holds the storage water.
Yeah, the closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a closet, okay. And I took off the lid, and had to replace the innards. And when I looked, I said, my gosh, there's a lot of mold or something in here. So I get in there with Clorox and what have you and scrubbed it out and what have you and let it pass. And I had a little trouble with the innards here just a couple of weeks ago. And it was just I didn't have the little chain set right or what have you and fixed it. But I said, my gosh, I got some accumulation of that dark stuff, the mold, I guess it is, inside the cabinet again. Mm-hmm. And I said, gee, I don't want to keep doing this. There must be something that I can put in that cabinet to reduce or eliminate the mold.
Yeah, so was it above the water line?
Yes.
Yeah.
As some of it was even in the water line, but there was a mark up there where you could see that something had accumulated.
Yeah. Well, it probably
Let me get through here. Then I went inside the bowl and cleaned it out, and I said, well, that's pretty good. But I took a rag, and I went around the inside lid of the bowl, and apparently that's where the water comes out from the cabinet.
Correct.
Well, there was a big accumulation of this dark stuff, this mold there. Mm-hmm. And so I cleaned that, and about 2 weeks later, okay, I go in again, and I got the mold accumulating again.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking that, hey, that mold must be inside of that circular area that lets the water come out. Is there anything I can do to eliminate the mold inside of that circle?
Yeah. Well, chances are it's not mold. Okay. What it probably is a lot of times different stuff that's in our water, especially chlorine, and even putting the bleach in that tank, adding that chlorine to the water becomes a little bit of an aggressive compound that hurts or starts to compromise rubber washers and rubber seals. And as those break down, it creates a black film. And my guess is that's what you're finding. There is a large black washer right at the base where the rubber ball sits down and shuts off the toilet, and including the black ball might be being compromised by chlorine and causing that black film also. In fact, one of the tests I would have you do to see if I'm on the right track is when you shut off the water to that toilet, flush the toilet, and then back in the closet of that toilet, just kind of grab that rubber ball, grab that washer down at the base of the water outlet, and see if you get a black film all over your hands.
Okay.
And, you know, there are some – everything's about price nowadays. We know that, right, Ken? And I think a lot of the products that we use, like the tank balls and different things, are not resistant to chlorine. And they break down.
Okay.
And I think that's what you're finding. I know there is a toilet ball – or flapper, if you will, if you have that. It's made by Corky. And Corky makes a chlorine-resistant ball and flapper. It's actually red in color. It's not even in black in color, which it's resistant to that chlorine, so it's not going to break down. So do that little test, and if it comes up like that, I think that's the problem, and you probably need to change out some of those washers.
Okay. That Corky flapper you were talking about, who sells that?
It's in almost every hardware store. People, you know, and they're a buck more, and nobody knows what the difference is, and that's what the difference is.
Okay. And how about that that film that's inside of that circle, inside of the
Try a little Barkeeper's Friend. There's a product called Barkeeper's Friend. It's been around for a long time. Use that to clean that up. It'll probably do a real good job for you. It's a very mild oxalic acid. That probably does the best of cleaning that film up. All right. Thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Good question. About 4 minutes before the top of the hour, and we're talking home improvement. Let me give you the phone number. It's 800-823-8255. And a reminder, we do this show both Saturday and Sunday. It's a new show each day. We do it 9 to noon. And if maybe your radio station doesn't pick up the Saturday show, you can always listen to us on the iHeart app. Our flagship station is 55 KRC out of Cincinnati, Ohio. They take it live all those hours, and you can, well, listen to the show in time. And that's when we're in the chair and can answer your question. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back with your questions at 800-823-8255. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Mean a never-ending list of things to do around your home. Get help at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, the weekend's here. Welcome. You're at home with Gary Sullivan. This hour is brought to you by Gutter Brush. And probably my last reminder about Gutter Brush today, and that is the end of the season fall blowout sale. It runs from now until the end of November, so we're quickly running out of days. You get 30% off in free shipping. I mean, you can't beat the deal. And if you're tired of cleaning those gutters out, well, when you clean them out for the last time, have some Gutter Brush ready to go. 30% off, kind of give you an idea. Probably do your whole house, and, you know, all houses are different sizes, but just generally, you can probably $250, $300, probably protect all the gutters in your house. 18-inch, 36-inch pieces. They just slide right into the gutter. No tools. If you got pieces a little too long, you just fold it into itself. I have them on my home. It works great. They're 100% guaranteed. Gutterbrush.com. You can also call them. It's 888-397-9433. Paula, welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
My question for you, Gary, is can you put like a laminate, wood laminate over top of ceramic tile?
Yes. You may have to use a floor leveler. If you have real deep grout lines or something, you may have to use a little leveler so that the floor is, you know, level. But, yes, yeah. You can. Yes, you can.
Okay. So I have areas where the grout has come out around the tile.
Uh-huh.
I have to fill that up, right?
Yes. Yeah, you want to get it as smooth and solid surface beneath it because you don't want to feel any bounce on the floor. But
right.
One of the beautiful things about LVT and laminate flooring is the ability to go over an existing floor without removal. I mean, you got to remove ceramic tile. That's a chore. So going over that is a big blessing.
I have a lot of broken tile. Do they have to be removed or just they're broken?
Well, just remember this. When you're walking on that laminate, it's going to feel as solid as the floor beneath it.
Okay.
So I hope that answers that question.
Yes. Well, the tile are not broken like where they're loose. They're just cracked.
Yeah, cracked. There's probably no bounce at all in there then.
No, there's not.
Yeah. You'd be good.
The tile cracked, and the idea of taking all that tile up is it's a huge kitchen. So taking it all up is not an option.
Right. Right. Are you going to have somebody install this?
Well, I was thinking. bad, but I don't know. I could might be able to do it ourselves.
Okay. Okay, just make sure it's level and make sure there's a solid surface beneath it, and you'll be fine. Follow the directions.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Paula. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye. And again, our number 800-823-8255. Marilyn, welcome.
Good morning, Gary.
Morning.
I called you about 2 weeks ago because I had stains on my new concrete driveway from the leaves.
Uh-huh.
And I did use the 30-second cleaner.
Okay.
And it worked really, really well.
Super.
But is there anything I can put down on that so that I don't have to do that next year?
Well,
any product or any sealer.
You know,
there was a sealer on it, but.
Well, that's what I was going to say, and I was kind of hedging my bet. A sealer will certainly help. I don't know if I can sit here and guarantee that it won't stain it, but it probably would prevent it from staining.
Okay.
How old was the sealer that was on the driveway? Probably
it was just
question.
Done this summer.
Okay.
A couple of months.
So what kind of sealer do you think they used? Was it a curing seal?
I have no idea.
Did they come back to the house and seal it, or was it mixed?
Yes,
they did?
Oh, yes.
Well, what I would do is I would ask them how long that sealer is designed to last.
Okay.
And just make a call to them.
Okay.
And my guess is if it's a good quality sealer, they're going to tell you 3 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's 3 to 5 years, it's probably something I really wouldn't reseal because that sealer is not going to penetrate into the concrete. And you're going to have some shiny spots. So I would say it's really important to ask them that question. And if they say 3 to 5 years, you might just say, I had all these leaves on it, really stained the driveway bad.
Yeah.
Kind of get their opinion on that. But I know there's also a product called Cure Seal that they mix with the concrete. That's what I was thinking maybe it was. And the lifespan of that's about a year. And I'd call them, find out what the lifespan of that is. If they say 3 to 5 years, I'd probably use my 30-second cleaner next year.
Well, we use 3 gallons of concentrate.
Wow. Okay.
So, I just am not looking forward to doing that again.
I hear you. What kind of leaves are they? Are they like a walnut tree or something?
I don't know what they were. You know, and they came from the neighbor's tree, but that's okay.
Yeah, that's life.
That's it. So, yeah. Gary, thank you.
All right. Very good.
Have a good weekend.
You bet. Bye-bye. All right, grab a line, talk a little home improvement. I got some tips I want to pass along also as we begin, and some people have already finished, but begin decorating for the holidays. And we'll cover some of those today before we leave, I promise. Fred, welcome.
Hello, Gary.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we have a little addition on our house. It's 12 years old, and it has a full basement under it and has 2 window wells. And I noticed that one of those window wells is really rusting quite heavily, whereas the other one is just as clean as the day it went in.
Huh.
I got to researching this a bit, and I came across some information online about galvanic corrosion of window wells. Is that something you've ever dealt with?
Not with that term. I may have dealt with it, didn't know what I was dealing with. So tell me what they're calling galvanic whatever.
Yeah, galvanic corrosion.
Okay. Is that mixed metals?
Yeah, this is they're pretty standard window wells. They're a galvanized steel, you know, kind of a corrugated looking thing.
Right.
And then they have a little paint, a white paint on the inside to reflect light into the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And like a primer on the outside. And it's actually pinholing after just 12 years. And on the outside, it's heavily rusted. And the other one, as I say, is clean as a whistle.
Yeah.
Well, apparently what I'm led to understand is that if one of the fasteners that is holding the well to the foundation wall happens to be touching rebar in the concrete from the foundation, then this sets up an electrical circuit.
Right.
And eats away at the galvanized metal. It'll take the galvanized off and go right after the steel.
Yeah. Well, I have, like I said, I know exactly what you're speaking of. I didn't know the fancy term. We actually fight a lot of that with gutters on a house. We fight an awful lot of that with plumbing. In fact, if you look at the top of your water heater where you have a steel tank and you might have copper pipes, there'll be a special union that connects those pipes to the tank called a dielectric converter, which is a buffer from those mixed metals to create this exact problem.
Mm-hmm.
We also had the problem when they switched preservatives in pressure-treated wood, and we had these non-galvanized but zinc-plated joist hangers that reacted with the pressure treatment of the wood and caused those joist hangers to rust and become compromised. So yeah,
that's why you see all the information on the boxes of deck screws about
right,
this
right,
is
exactly.
Safe
for so it. It's the same kind of thing. It's the same thing that's going on there.
Well, I found it online again. Luckily, here in my area near Denver, there's a company that advertises an insulator device that allows you to segregate the window well from the fastener that you're using. So I think I'm going to be going that route.
Yeah, that's good. I didn't know that was an issue with window wells, as I said in the beginning, but I'm very familiar with the issue overall when it comes to building materials. So interesting. Yeah, I definitely use that insulator. And you gave me my assignment for the week, Fred, so I thank you for that.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I'll be doing a little shopping when the coast is clear. And I just wanted to thank you for the gutter brush recommendation. We've been using them successfully now for 12 years.
Wow, good for you. Got them in my house, too. I love them.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Have
Fred.
Have a great day.
All right, you do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and again, I said I wouldn't remind you, but I'm going to. That gutter brush that Fred was just talking about, it's 30% off and free shipping to the end of the month. Gutterbrush.com. All right, 800-823-8255. That's our number. We're talking a little home improvement. Grab a line and you're at home with Gary Sullivan.
If you don't have a list of things to do around the house, Gary will find something for you at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, now's the time to protect those gutters from leaves and debris from clogging up the gutter. For years, I've recommended Gutter Brush, easily installed without tools and 100% guaranteed. Just slide the brushes in, you're done. Well, Gutter Brush end of the season sale, the fall blowout sale, it's 30% off again and free shipping now through November 30th. Great deal, great product. Order now at gutterbrush.com. 30% off free shipping to the end of the month. Gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. When you're dealing with rust, there's one product that busts that rust every time. It's PB Blaster, the number one selling penetrant for breaking free rusted parts. And now look for PB Blaster with the Pro Straw cap to control the flow in the spray only where you want it to go. I'm telling you, it works every time. And like they say, don't bust your knuckles, bust your nuts with PB Blaster. Available at Lowe's or major hardware stores near you, and always use Blaster products and work it like a pro.
It's always a good idea to have a certified chimney sweep inspect your chimney annually. Hey, Gary Sullivan here. A leaky chimney can be a big problem, and Chimney RX has a three-step process to make your chimney watertight. First, their brushable crown repair will fix minor chimney cracks, followed by the masonry water repellent to waterproof the brick and mortar joint, and finally elastomeric flashing sealant. Chimney RX products are available at Do It Best stores, plus watch informative videos at chimneyrx.com. Enjoy that fireplace.
Well, now you can check your backup sump pump from your smartphone thanks to the innovations from the Zoller Pump Company. I've been really impressed with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. The Fit comes equipped with Z Control, allowing you to test and monitor your backup remotely from your tablet or smartphone, giving you real-time peace of mind that your home is protected. That's not just convenience, that's confidence. Protect your home from flooding with Zoller's Aquanaut Fit 508. And for more info, visit ZollerPumps.com.
All right, back to work we go at home with Gary Sullivan. Talk a little home improvement. Again, our number if you'd like to ask a question regarding a project or a problem you have in your home. It's 800-823-8255. Easy to get through right now. We've got a couple lines open. Denny, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Gary.
Yes, sir.
I have an issue with a six-year-old house. We have a shower. It's completely tiled, including the floor. We're on a well, so we have fairly hard water. And I was wondering if there's a product that will help get the scale and soap scum off the shower floor but won't eat the grout.
Oh, sure. There's all kinds of products out there that'll do that. One of the products I've mentioned a couple times today already is the Jaws Shower Cleaner. It's a it bubbles up, it foams up, requires not a lot of scrubbing or anything. It does an excellent job against hard water deposits and calcium buildup.
I see.
And then, Denny, really what I do in my shower is there are cleaners and preventive products out there. And the one we use in our house is called, it's Wet and Forget Shower. And you can try that to clean it. It's more of a maintenance product. I don't know how bad the shower is. It's a very, very safe product. And if you use that weekly, like on a Sunday night after the showers and, you know, before bed, it's a spray bottle. You spray the floors down, you spray the wall down, and you wait till morning. You get up and you just turn the shower on, rinse it, and that's all you got to do. And
I
it
see.
Prevents that from building up. And okay, it's fantastic.
To get the initial buildup off, did you call it Jaws?
So the initial one is the Jaws Foaming Shower Cleaner.
Uh-huh.
And that website,
where can I get these products?
I'm going to give it to you. That website is Jaws, J-A-W-S, cleans.com. And it's the foaming shower cleaner.
Good.
It's a great product.
And then the Wet and Forget, where is that available?
That is available at Lowe's, Menards, Ace, Do It Best, or you can get it at Amazon or wetandforget.com.
Okay. And should I use a light scrubbing pad, like one of those light that you do with dishes sometimes, scouring pad? Could I do that?
That or a little scrub brush.
Okay. I don't want to damage the, you know, the
yeah, no,
the
this will do fine. This is they'll both do very fine. But I'll tell you, once you get it cleaned up, I'd get the Wet and Forget first and see if that's, you know, again, I don't know how compromised it is. It may clean it up. Follow the directions on a Wet and Forget. See if it takes care of the problem. If it doesn't, don't lose faith in it. Get the Jaws, the foaming shower cleaner. That will get even the stubbornness calcium deposits off. And then use that Wet and Forget as a maintenance product. You'll be thrilled. It does a great job.
Okay, great. Hey, I really appreciate your help, sir.
All right, Denny. Take care.
Thank you, sir.
You betcha. Bye-bye. All right, a little opportunity. We were talking about a lot of people at least taking a look and considering going to some of the allergen filters for your air handler. And I was giving you, things to kind of keep an eye on. And basically, just to summarize, it'll say change them every 90 days. Keep an eye on it. If it may be shorter period, at least the first time. So keep an eye on that. But that might be something you want to be interested in. As more and more people are in our homes and we're spending more time at homes, might be a good thing to do. Another thing is the humidifier. Those pads in there, there's a pad in there that holds the water. The water trickles over. Excuse me. Water trickles over. And over time, that calcifies, depending on how hard your water is. And that pad needs to be replaced. Also, the water, how it's supplied, is tapped off the hot water line. And it's tapped off with a valve, a saddle valve or a globe valve, something along those lines. And pay attention to that. So you change the pad. Make sure that water is running over that pad. I've had this happen periodically. in my time of having a humidifier in my home, where the pad I would change, and then my humidity was still really dry in the wintertime, and I wasn't getting the water over the pad, and that valve had calcified, it had limed up, and that valve had to be changed. In fact, I just changed that valve this week, and when I looked at the, because it's only quarter-inch tubing that runs off that half-inch line, and when I looked at that thing after I shut off the water and took the valve off, it was plugged solid. Put a new valve on there, you can hear that water running over the pad. Problem solved. And, you know, those valves are either a compression fitting. You don't have to solder the valve on. In fact, if you got enough room, you could even cut that pipe and put a new valve on the whole thing. And you could get a shark bite connector on one side or a compression fitting for half-inch copper and a quarter-inch compression fitting at the top. Easy to do, and it's quickly functional once again. 800-823-8255. Lines open. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Time to get your hands dirty with Gary Sullivan. Give him a call at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Jaws, the Just Add Water System, is offering 20% off Code Gary for a limited time. Their amazing streak-free glass cleaner is still my favorite, and their EPA-registered disinfectant cleaner kills 99.9% of viruses and bacteria. It's available at JawsCleans.com. Stock up on their concentrated refill pods to use in the Jaws reusable bottles. Go to JawsCleans.com, get 20% discount Code Gary, 2 weeks only, free shipping on orders over $29, JawsCleans.com. Every weekend you hear me talking about great products that I've found to make your home projects easier, because I'm all about easy and quality. Well, I always check out the products in advance to make sure I'm comfortable recommending them. Now, if you manufacture or represent a product that you think may be a good fit for my show, how about contacting me? We're always looking for new sponsors that we can support through our unique partnerships. Just email me, Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com. That's Gary Sullivan at iHeartMedia.com.
Hey, take a look around your house and see what you can freshen up. Ugly countertops, old tile, linoleum floors. It's really easy with Spreadstone by Deich Coatings. It's a roll-on coating that'll give you the beautiful look of stone in a weekend. I've been recommending it for years, and try the new Polish Clear Finish. It's a beautiful glossy coating for new or existing Deich countertops, and it's super tough and resistant to hot pans and stains. Order today at daichcoatings.com.
The day after Thanksgiving is the busiest day of the year for my friends at Roto-Rooter Plumbing and Water Cleanup, because holiday guests put a strain on plumbing with more toilet flushes, more showers, and of course the Thanksgiving feast can clog kitchen sinks and disposals. So if you already have plumbing problems or slow drains, now's the time to call Roto-Rooter. Get them fixed before the holiday guests arrive so you can enjoy a clog-free, stress-free Thanksgiving weekend. Call 1-800-GET-ROTO or rotorooter.com.
All right, back at it, 33 minutes after the top of the hour, taking you through the weekend. A couple of things. This time of year, I know we all enjoy burning candles. We also enjoy maybe a wood fire. And safety, of course, is very important. A couple of tips here is if you're going to burn candles, make sure before you light that candle, you clip that wick down to about a quarter of an inch. And don't let the debris lay in the wax. Just keep it clean, keep it clipped down, and that'll keep it from smoking and other problems you could have. Also, the candle holder, and I see this a lot. You got the big pillar candle, and you got it on a holder that's about exactly the size of the candle. That's a no-no. I would recommend, I don't know, almost double the size of the candle should be the holder, just to keep wax from dripping onto the mantle or onto the floor, because this time of year we always get calls about wax on a floor and how do I remove it. Don't burn the candle long periods of time, like for 4 hours or something. Just burn it for an hour or two and be done with it. And, of course, those little portable propane lighters are great for lighting candles. Don't leave it unattended. Keep it out of reach of kids. Those are common sense. Don't let it burn all the way down. And keep the candles away from each other. A lot of people won't realize that. The heat on that candle could actually melt the candle next to it. So 3 inches apart. Social distancing candles now, Danny. I had to say it. Also, when you
saw my expression,
when you extinguish the flame on a candle, don't blow it out. I know we like to blow candles out, but a lot of times if you burn that candle for a couple hours and you give it a big whew, you'll blow the melted wax onto the wall or onto the surface. So don't do that either. All right. That's why you have those little candle snuffers. All right, our phone number is 800-823-8255. Jump on board, talking a little home improvement. And Fred, welcome.
Hey, Gary, how you doing here?
Yes, sir, just fine.
I got two questions for you, basically. I'm going to turn the radio down here.
All right.
I put a toilet in, and I'm not really good at all this home stuff, but I put a toilet in, it works fine. But when you walk on the floor, the toilet rattles against the tile on the floor. What can I do to resolve that issue?
So it sounds to me like maybe that toilet is not snug to the floor. Is that safe to say?
Yeah, it's not flush, I would say, yes.
Okay. Well, is the connection good? It's not leaking or anything, correct?
No, it's not leaking at all.
Can we tighten it down a little bit? Be careful here. This porcelain.
Yeah, I don't want to break the porcelain right, or whatever it is.
So here's a couple, you know, I can't see it, I can't feel it, so it's a little bit of a challenge. If you get some, like, paint paddles or something and
what,
see
like
if there's any
something?
Way, a shim or something along those lines to see if we can shim it.
Okay.
That might take the bounce out of it. At least I would try.
Mm-hmm.
I'd almost have to just play with it a little bit just to see, but I would say shimming it would be where I'd start. Or
okay,
if we can just tighten it just a little bit, just see how sloppy it is and see if we can snug it up a little. Just don't torque down or you'll crack it. So that's when I would go to the shim to just shore it up a tad.
Okay. I'll give that a whirl. Then the other thing is about, you know, I've had this house for quite some time, but the people previously and the toilet leaked down into the family room, the water evidently, the one we were talking about there, and the ceiling's all screwed up. It had like a skim coat on the ceiling, and it fell and fallen off, and I want to get the ceiling smooth so I can paint them so they look right.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this. The skim coat that you're talking about, was it a textured ceiling, Fred?
No.
No, it was just literally the drywall compound.
Yeah, they built this house in 1961.
Okay. So does it, you know, there's two ways, obviously. We can either sand it smooth or we can skim coat the whole ceiling to make it smooth.
Mm-hmm.
Usually people are going to take some, you know, make sure it's good and dry, make sure it's primed to set any stains, take some topping compound, you know, a 10-inch knife, and just smooth that area out. Does that seem, again, without seeing how much damage, does that seem like a smart way to go, or is it pretty uneven?
Well, I filled it up with lightweight, whatever you call that stuff, like
spackling compound?
Patch or something. But I'm not real good at getting things exactly smooth, you know. And I had the same problem. The roof leaked in the kitchen, and I've put that up there too. But I need I probably need to hire a professional or something to get it real smooth, I guess.
Well, yeah. So what I would do is the spackling compound on a large area that's damaged is really not the right product. There's what they call topping compound or joint compound. That has a little bit more spreadability, if that's a word. It's using a large knife. So if you get to the hardware store and you're looking at putty knives, there's also what they call taping knives. Taping knives come 6, 8, and 10 inches wide versus a putty knife, which is like an inch and a half up to about 3 inches, and then it starts the taping knives. You get about an 8 to 10-inch taping knife, and you're going to have and joint compound, topping compound, you're going to have a much easier case of putting a good smooth finish on there. But you're right, a pro that hangs drywall and tapes all the time, you know, he looks like a master up there. I mean, he's getting it smooth.
Yeah, that's true. Let me ask you a question. Is that what I would look for? It's called topping compound?
Yeah, joint compound or topping compound. Drywall joint compound.
Is that up on the ceiling without falling down?
Well, you got to be careful. I mean, you can't put a big glob of it up there, but if you put a scoop of it up on your 8-inch knife and you're spreading it, yeah, I mean, you can do it. You just got to be careful. In fact, there's even a tool that holds the joint compound if you wanted to, and both your hands are busy now, and you're scooping it off, and you're applying it to the ceiling. You're not up and down on that ladder. But, you know, that's the difference between somebody that's doing it, you know, two times in their life and somebody that's doing it 100 times a day.
What tool would that be? You mentioned some tool. What tool is that?
I'm having a brain problem. I can't think of the name of it, but it's about a 10-inch by 10-inch square with a handle on it, and it's like a big platter on this handle. And you put the joint compound on that and then scoop it with your taping knife.
Oh, so it's just holding the...
It's holding the joint compound. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, sir.
All right. Good luck to you.
Thank
you, sir.
Take care.
Yep, bye-bye. All right. And let's go to Richard. Richard, welcome.
Yeah, this is Richard.
Yes, sir.
The fellow that you were just talking to, one thing I would suggest, you check around the toilet. If he had a leak below that in the family room, the plywood might have gotten rotted, and then they just put the tile over it if that toilet is loose like that.
Well, that was one of the things. After he had put the toilet on, I asked him if that toilet was loose and if he sees any water. You're exactly right. Maybe I wasn't thorough enough with my questioning, but you're exactly right. If there is a wobble in that toilet, that seal can be compromised and there could be leakage and not showing up on the floor. And in fact, yesterday we had a call, and Richard, I had recommended a product called Perfect Seal. I don't know if you've ever used those or not, but rather than a wax ring, it's a wax ring that's encased, and it's an adjustable flange that's screwed onto the flange so that you can get that seal absolutely perfect, right up to the edge of the floor. It makes that job easier, faster, and probably guarantees it. But you bring up a good point, and I probably should have dug in a little deeper on that.
Yeah, he should have maybe pulled the toilet off and then see if those tiles are really secure,
right?
And then take a look at what plywood is available.
Very good.
May I ask you one other question?
Sure.
My daughter's looking to have her roof replaced, and is this the right time of year to do that? I think she could probably wait until the spring, but just wanted to get your advice on it. We're in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, well, you get a little chilly, so the warmer it is, the better it is. I know in our neighborhood we get chilly too, but there's been an awful lot of roofs put on this fall in my neighborhood. Our houses are about that age, you know, 20, 25 years. They're putting on roofs.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go much longer than this. I mean, they put roofs on year-round, and it's not all asphalt shingles now. They're fiberglass, but they still lay better down in the spring. If it's not an emergency, I would talk to them and probably get on their schedule. And maybe that schedule starts in April.
That's the problem, is that the company that we're looking to use is like 2 weeks out.
Uh-huh.
And I have to take off hot water solar panels.
Right.
So I got to do that the week before, and then if the weather shifts,
right,
then the panels are off.
Yeah, so
and,
if it's not an emergency.
Then you got cold weather.
Right. If it's not an emergency, maybe that's something you schedule now. Because like all roofing companies, you know, they do it year-round, but they get really busy in the spring. You know, schedule
yeah.
your slot now. Take the variables out of it, and you might be ahead of the game.
Okay. Thank you very much for your help, and I appreciate your radio show. It's very good information.
Thank you, Richard. Thanks for the tip. I appreciate it. All right. Let's take a little break. We'll come back and wrap things up for the weekend. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Help for your home is just a click away at GarySullivanOnline.com. This is At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, now's the time to protect those gutters from leaves and debris from clogging up the gutter. For years, I've recommended Gutter Brush, easily installed without tools and 100% guaranteed. Just slide the brushes in, you're done. Well, Gutter Brush end of the season sale, the fall blowout sale, it's 30% off again and free shipping now through November 30th. Great deal, great product. Order now at gutterbrush.com, 30% off free shipping to the end of the month. Gutterbrush.com, 888-397-9433. This time of year, we're all spending more time indoors. So is the air in your home healthy? This month only, you can save 20% on an Easy Breathe ventilation system like I have in my home. And we love ours. Ensuring proper ventilation in your home can help reduce airborne contaminants, including viruses indoors. Now there's no better time to get an Easy Breathe for a healthy air in your home. 20% off in November. Call 866-822-7328 or visit easybreathe.com.
Does your jetted bathtub or hot tub spit out specks of brownish black gunk? Well, it could be biofilm, a slime formation in the plumbing that can harbor nasty bacteria. Awesome provides a complete colonoscopy that ends this nightmare. Awesome is safe, works fast, is effective, and septic safe. If you got a smelly washer or dishwasher, just a pinch of the gel does the job. Get Awesome at select dealers or at your favorite online retailer. Get it clean, keep it clean, get Awesome. That's AHHSOME.
Now there's an easier way to clean your shower without all the fuss. Wet and forget shower. Just spray today and rinse clean tomorrow. It's that simple. Use once a week to clean and prevent the buildup of soap scum and everyday shower grime. There's no wiping or scrubbing. Wet and forget shower's gentle bleach-free formula leaves your bathroom with a soft vanilla scent. Who knew cleaning your shower could be so easy? Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget shower at Lowe's, Home Depot, or Menards.
Well, just a reminder, the podcast on flooring, all the different types of flooring, we had the CEO of LL Flooring on. That is available to you. And if you follow me on Facebook or Twitter, you can just click on there and you got the podcast right away. If you want to get it through the iHeart app or Apple, it's already up and posted. So you can check that out. It's At Home with Gary Sullivan. Dave, welcome. How are you?
It's a beautiful day here in West Central Florida, Gary. Hope you're doing well, too.
I am, sir.
I'm calling you with a couple of quickie things. Number one, I really appreciate the way you and the program schedule the commercials kind of all together in a clump
uh-huh.
so I can listen to them all and focus in on it. And it's really great to hear that, the way that operates. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Number two, hope you and the family and all of the crew there do well. I listen to you on the weekends. And, boy, you find lots of projects for me. I appreciate that, too.
Very good.
Number three, I've been in the same house for about 20 years now. It's about 35 years old. I got a problem with the concrete walkways and driveways.
Okay.
And that is, before I bought the house, apparently they used a very high-pressure pressure washer on all of them. So it's all of the stones are showing through into the concrete, into the surface, and it's really tough to keep it clean. I find that I have to pressure wash it myself with about a 1,600-pound PSI pressure washer, and then I coat it. But it still comes back because it's almost like a terrazzo floor, but it's concrete. I need some help with that. It's driving me crazy. What can I do? Is there a coating? Does Deich have a coating for that, something that'll hold up? What can I do?
Yeah, so what you're trying to do is you're trying to just level this all out and hide the hide all the stones, and the surface is pretty compromised from the pressure washer, correct?
Yes, sir, that is absolutely correct.
Okay. So Quikrete makes a product called Recap. And Recap, I think it comes in like a 40-pound bag. It's a powder, Dave.
Okay.
And it's really important you follow the exact mixing instructions. At least that's what I found out. So it's powder and water is added. And then even if you have to rent an industrial drill with a mixer so that you really get that powder and water blended very good. So it's a good viscosity to apply it.
I understand. Does it have to be what kind of viscosity? Like when you're mudding a drywall, or
no? It'll be the viscosity of maybe like an asphalt driveway sealer.
Okay. All right.
All right. Pretty much along the same lines, and the way it's applied is pretty much along the same lines too. You can get the brush and squeegee system,
right,
and apply it. If you have really deep crevices, you can take that same product and mix it very stiff where it's a trowelable finish.
Right.
But the Recap recaps that whole thing. Uniform color. It's got a bonding agent in it, so it will grab and bond to the existing concrete. Make sure that existing concrete is dust-free, so taking your 1,600 PSI pressure washer and getting it good and clean would be imperative. And then apply the Recap product.
Okay, well, I'll do it in sections.
Sure.
Because I don't have enough energy to do it all at one time, of course, not anymore.
I'm right there with you.
But here in Florida, the weather's great to do that sort of thing. One last question with that same subject. How do I handle the expansion joints?
You can go right up to the expansion joints. You don't need to really fill them.
Okay.
It's not really going to hurt anything if you fill them, but it will crack there again.
Right. That's supposed to.
Right. So I'd just go right up to the edge. Again, you'll be able to control the flow of the Recap product pretty easily.
Okay.
Just cut it off right at the edge. If you need to come back with a paintbrush and, spread it on, that's fine too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it sounds with my back sounds like a job. Maybe I'd like to do with a big thick nap roller. What do you think?
Might be too thick for that. I don't know if that roller would skip on that or not.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I'd probably stick with a brush and squeegee. I really would, because some of those areas, especially where the stones are showing, that's going to be it's going to be kind of thick. So you want to flow that in there, kind of self-level it out, if you will.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what I'm looking for. I've been listening and thinking and wondering and talking to people, and I figured finally it's a beautiful Sunday morning here in West Central Florida, and the time is right to do that project since I've got everything else in the house done. I got my canned goods alphabetized and all the
things
set up, and when you're locked in the house like we have been,
you're
kind of looking for things to do. So this will give me some time outside in the sunshine.
Very good, Dave. Thanks much for the call. I appreciate it.
Love your program. Love your format. Thank you so much. Have a great holiday to you and the crew.
You do the same. Thank you, sir. Take care. Bye-bye. Well, that was nice.
Very nice.
As we sit in late November, plenty of things to do in terms of getting your home ready maybe for colder months, unless you're in central West Florida. But if you're in the Midwest, the Northeast, colder temperatures, certainly need to think about issues with frozen pipes. I give you permission now to disconnect that hose from the outdoor faucet. Many people get in trouble by not doing that. It's so easy to forget. Let's do it today. Just go out, just disconnect it. If you've got a frostproof faucet, that's all you got to do. Just disconnect that hose. And also kind of think about wherever there are pipes running near windows, doors, outside walls that aren't insulated, crawl spaces, unheated areas where pipes are running. And let's figure out a way to prevent them from freezing. Because once a pipe freezes with water in it, that water expands and the copper splits. So you can protect that with those foam caps that go right over copper pipe. And if you've lived in a house for a long time, you probably know where the vulnerable areas are. And that's a quick little project, easy enough to do. We don't have to get into heat tapes. Just get them protected. I had an attic, and when the house was built, they missed the cavity where the insulation was on the pipes. The pipe froze. I could have spotted it. If I was up in the attic, I would have said, not in the cavity. That's a problem. Get one of those foam sleeves on it. And that's what eventually I did and solved the problem. All right, Danny Boy says, let's wrap it up. Great job, Danny Boy, and I wish everyone a very, very happy Thanksgiving. And I know, probably won't be the same, but let's enjoy it. We still have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. Good Lord willing, we'll be back next weekend for more At Home with Gary Sullivan.
Improvement 101 with Gary Sullivan every weekend. Classes begin at 1-800-823-TALK. You're at home with Gary Sullivan.
Well, I talk a lot about the products that can make your life easier, and I use and love Tear Mender. It's been around since 1932. This adhesive repairs tears on all types of clothing, fabrics, leather, vinyl, footwear, buttons. Tear Mender can also repair canvas awnings, tents, carpet, and fabric furniture. It's one product you gotta have in your home this spring as we're pulling out all the outdoor cushions and umbrellas. Tear Mender is available at your local hardware store, Amazon, or TearMender.com for more great make-do-and-mend solutions and ideas.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.